The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive. And make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans. And muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music.
والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف
Today, Thursday, is the 10th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and this is chapter Mu'minun. The beginning verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قد أفلح المؤمنون.
Certainly will the believers have succeeded.
الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون.
They who are during their prayer humbly submissive.
والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون.
And they who are observant of zakah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Of course, vanity does not only mean idle talk and deeds, but it also means idle, futile, and baseless thought that result in neglecting Allah. It also prevents us from pondering upon good and constructive things. All of these characteristics mentioned are summed up in the concept of one word, vanity. In actual fact, the believers are so trained that not only do they not get involved in frivolous and baseless thoughts and actions, but as the Holy Quran says, they also avoid them. In other words, a vain action is a deed that has no benefit. Vain action, however, can be relative, for sometimes an action would be vain concerning one situation while worthwhile and useful in another. The topic of this week for today's special is music and the view of Islam. We live in times where music is present at every nook and cranny of the world. It's difficult to find a place free of musical instrument such that it can seem almost impossible to leave music. But remember, Allah does not burden a soul more than it can bear. Just the fact that Allah wants you to leave it means that you can do it. Believe in yourself, you can do it. Trust us. Nothing is impossible if you set your mind to it. You may have an exhaustive list of musics and songs. Do not take a huge leap. Chances are you'll fall back. Leave one song or one singer at a time. Keep building up on it. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. It must be indicated that what should we do in order to get calmed down and get relaxed. because we find that in our daily lives, we find that life is really very stressful. I mean, several stressful situations may approach us and may make us bored. For example, if we listen to very sweet Quran recitals as performed by famous Quran reciters, it adds to our relaxation and it makes us feel very much relaxed. At the same time, for example, even reciting the Holy Quran, I mean reading out the Holy Quran, is quite relaxing and very pleasing. You can't find anybody who gets bored through reciting the Holy Quran, because in the text of the Holy Quran, there are various aspects can be observed. One of them is the phonetic or linguistic beauty of the Holy Quran. A prerequisite to this is that anybody who wants to recite the Holy Quran should be able to recite it according to standard Arabic pronunciation. I mean, standard pronunciation of classical Arabic, or as performed by masters of Quran recitals.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now we reach to the negative effects of music. Music can be addictive. Sometimes we listen to it and dissolve into it, and because of that, we forget of Allah. We forget to remember him, and instead we spend hours just listening to music. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "From among my followers, there will be some people who will consider illegal sexual intercourse, the wearing of silk, the drinking of alcoholic drinks, and the use of musical instruments as lawful. And there will be some people who will stay near the side of a mountain, and in the evening their shepherd will come to them with their sheep and ask them for something. But they will say to him, 'Return to us tomorrow.'"
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa'ta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi. شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
An interesting topic, that is the harmful effects of music on body and mind. Music can and often does have injurious effects on the performers themselves, who are subjected to a combination of harmful elements. Muscular and nervous fatigue as a consequence of intense technical study and the excessive quantity of music, both heard and performed, the anxiety caused by public performances, the particular contrast of psychological attitudes required by the performance itself, which demands on the one hand perfection of technique, concentrated attention and self-control, and on the other hand an emotional identification with the mood expressed by the music, needed to produce that warmth of expression, that powerful suggestion which fascinates the audience. For these reasons, performing musicians need more than anybody else to train their will, to control their emotions, and to help themselves or be helped by a judicious use of relaxation and of all available means of psychotherapy.
Thank you.
That's why we have to be careful. Our ears have rights. That right is not to be used in disobedience of Allah, rather to be used in His obedience. Music, my dear friends, it's one of the tools of shaitan. Yes. How do you think shaitan comes to us? Shaitan has many tools. Many tools. One of his tools is alcohol. أَنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسُرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. One of his tools, one of his utensils to get to us, Bani Adam, to trick us, to deceive us, is through alcohol. Another utensil is gambling. Maysir. Maysir is gambling. This is one of his tools. One of his tools is singing a music. You tell me how, I'll tell you in the Quran it says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges shaitan. He says, yes, go. Go and fool Bani Adam. Go and trick Bani Adam. But let me tell you, you won't have an influence on all of them. Some of them will listen to you and some of them will not listen to you. The Quran says, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَكَبِكَ. Allah challenges shaitan. He says, yes, trick them and deceive them with your voice. With your voice. What is the voice of shaitan? What is the voice of shaitan? Is it not music? Is it not singing? That singing and music is one of the tools of shaitan. It's the sound of shaitan. It's the voice of shaitan that comes to us. But we don't know. We're enjoying ourselves. We raise the volume. We think this is nice. We think this is good. We're giving shaitan an entry to our body, to our system, to our mind, and to our hearts. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and here are words of wisdom from the Holy Prophet's first infallible successor, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. O people, man enjoys 10 characteristics that the tongue reveals. Hence, the tongue is a witness that divulges the hidden, a judge that forms an opinion, a speaker that provides answers, an interceder by which the needs are settled, a describer by which things are recognized, a commander that enjoins good, a preacher that forbids evil, a consolatory that calms the grief, a thankful by which hatred is removed, and a soother that amuses the hearings.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith and narration which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet speaks about jealousies and the harm of jealousy. As you know, jealousy is one of those evil traits which has been reprimanded and which has been frowned upon in Islam. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: "And from the evil of the jealous one when he is jealous." So in this verse, Allah Ta'ala describes the jealous person as being evil and being bad. In this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad says, "Allah, mighty and exalted, said the following to Moses, son of Imran, 'Verily, the jealous is discontented with my bounties and wards off the shares I have apportioned to my servants.'" Here in this beautiful tradition, which is in fact a hadith Qudsi, meaning in this tradition, we are learning and we're hearing what God said to one of his servants, in this case, Moses. The Prophet is relating this this statement by God to Moses. Of course, all of the words of the Quran are the words of God as well. But there's a difference between a hadith Qudsi, as you know, and revelation. There's a small difference. We don't want to go off into a tangent here and enter into this discussion. We just want to kind of allude to you know, the fact that there's a difference between these sacred traditions and revelation proper, such as the Quran. In this Hadith Qudsi, in the sacred tradition, God kind of analyzes why the jealous person is jealous, or what is the actual concomitant of somebody being jealous? What's the corollary of somebody actually being jealous in theological or in moral terms? When a person is jealous, like let's say that you're jealous of your brother. Your brother is richer than you, or let's say that, you know, he has more children than you, or let's say that he's more successful in business, in business than you, or he's more educated than you, or whatever. You're jealous of him. In reality, what is this? Actually, we are being discontent with the bounties of God. In other words, we're actually kind of implying that if it was up to me, I would have distributed these bounties in a better way, you know, than God did. You know, I would have given, for example, you know, the same bounty to myself than my brother, right? So in fact, actually, we're kind of objecting to God's wisdom, His knowledge, and you know, his power, or you know, his management of these blessings, right? So in effect, we're calling into question a lot of the attributes of God. And when we take into consideration the fact that these attributes, right, these are all identical with God's essence, right? They all stem from and emanate from his the necessity of his existence. His existence is boundless and infinite existence and his perfection. In reality, we're calling into question God himself, you know, as a fact that, you know, God is God, right? So in effect, even though technically we can't call this shirk, you know, in the legal sense of the term, it ultimately results in shirk. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at jealousy in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thanks so much, dear respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us again. Let's continue to Surah An-Naba. Let's finish Surah An-Naba, inshallah. Then we will go to Surah An-Nazi'at, which is kind of one of the different surahs to recite, because there are many, many rules. Too many rules, are they okay, that we have to apply? So it's easy for our students here, alhamdulillah. We will go and recite that surah as well after finishing Surah An-Naba. So we were reciting Ayah 29. Okay, we finished 28. Now we are going to recite 29.
Sir, 29 or 39?
Oh, sorry, 39. sorry. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ذلك اليوم الحق
ذلك يوم الحق.
Oh, Alif and Lam, they are written. You have to pronounce them as well.
Yes.
Okay. ذلك اليوم الحق
ذلك اليوم الحق
فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا
فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا.
Okay. Somebody forgot to say attakhadha. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا
فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا.
ما شاء الله.
فَمَنْ
شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ به مآبا
فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا.
ما شاء الله. Take a look at ربه. There is a small ya after ha.
Yes.
So this is called إشباع. You gotta stretch the sound. Make it longer. ربه مآبا
ربه مآبا.
Okay. Can you tell me, is it from the first case, which the ya is part of the word, or it's not part of the word?
Yeah, it's part of the word.
Oh, no, no. With the word ha, the pronoun, we do not have this ya.
No, it's by the kasra. The kasra.
No, is it part of the word? No, it's
no,
not
no,
part
no,
of the
not
word.
The part of the word.
It's just next to the word, or it's not part of the word, okay?
Because it can't stick.
So... إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا. I made a mistake.
إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا.
I dare you to read this whole ayah.
I will do it.
Yeah, you
so
can.
I made a mistake there, but inshallah, in the level 3, you will understand where my mistake was. If you study level 3, you will understand what the mistake was. Inna anzarnakum azaban qariba.
Inna
MashaAllah. So we made a pause here while we don't have to make a pause because it's too long. So that's why we made a pause here. So عذاباً قريباً. I changed the تنوين فتحة to ألف مدي, right? Now we will continue from يوم ينظر المرء, okay? Otherwise we have to repeat it again because we don't have, no, we can't do it all. So no problem.
Yeah, we can.
Can you?
Yeah, let's
the whole the whole ayah.
Yes, sir. We did.
So one. Let's part. Okay. No, let's recite. Yeah, we will do it.
Sir, we did three. We did four ayahs together in one line.
Okay.
Don't breathe.
Wait. Let's do it. Okay. Shortly recite all the whole ayah. Then, okay, we'll do it together.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with, let's recite the Quran.
يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه
يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه
ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
So let's challenge, okay? Let's challenge.
One by one? What?
No. No, no. Let me recite. I mean, challenge with me, okay? You four, challenge with me.
Okay.
Oh, challenge me, okay?
Sorry,
1, 2, 3. Let me take a deep breath.
إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it was not good because nobody understood because you were reciting like back and forth, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. One by one, we will do it. Okay. So, thank you so much. Then next ayah, we will repeat in Andarna. Next ayah. We gotta repeat this.
إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا. عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه.
عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه
ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
يقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
اوكي ما شاء الله.
ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ الى ربه مآبا.
Let's go to Surah An-Nazi'at. Be careful, there are many rules, so you have to pay attention. The rules that we have just studied, so we will apply them. I will ask you some of the rules, and too many rules are there. Okay, I will ask you during the recitation, I will ask you some of the rules that we studied in level 1 and also here in level 2. So pay attention to them, okay? Ready? Recite a salawat because we finished Surah An-Naba. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنازعات غرقا.
والنازعات غرقا.
Great. Alif and Lam. Written but not pronounced.
Yes.
Or preposition.
There's two alif dagger.
So there is a dagger alif. Na, two dagger.
So there's two dagger alif.
Na, zi'a. Yes. So alif is not written, the complete alif. But dagger alif is just the delegation, delegate or
so the first page of Surah An-Nazi'at, every single ayah has two dagger alifs.
Yeah, two dagger alifs.
The
so they are like the... they show like there is an aleph, okay? You got to pronounce it like an aleph. Although it's not the complete
page,
aleph.
Most, like, some of them have two and some of them have one.
Yeah, in this page. So one more time. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا
وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا
وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا
وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا
وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا
وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا
فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا
فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا.
Okay, both qaf must be pronounced like an a sound. Awesome sound.
Because the alif dagger is right next to it.
Right.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا.
Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. The students of Sevier International Schools Network and also maybe, yeah, me. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. See you inshallah in the next session. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your host, Zainab Askari. In this program, we do a roundtable discussion on the very interesting topics. And today also, we're going to discuss one of the very interesting topics with two of the very special guests. I have with me Siddique on my left side and Fatima on my right side. I would want you guys to introduce yourself. Let's start from Fatima.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Fatima Peabody. I'm from Southern California, U.S. I've been here in Qom this time a little over 5 years. I studied a little bit at Jamatul Zahra Hawza. Since then, I'm just teaching a little bit of English conversation classes here and there and just attending lectures and my own kind of self-study, enjoying the Qom life.
Well, thank you, Fatima. Nice to meet you.
How are you,
Siddique? Let's know something about you, too.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Siddique. I am from the UK, specifically London. And I've been in Qom as well for around 5 to 6 years now. And I study in Bint al-Huda. My field of specialization is fiqh and usul, which basically deals with jurisprudence, the nitty-gritty of how the rules are derived.
True.
So it's looking at the principles of jurisprudence and the ahkam, the rulings, and how everything is derived from the Quran and Hadith.
Wow.
That's one part of study. And I have an interest in philosophy, so I've done a bit of that on the side, but I never managed to finish it because my normal study takes a lot of time.
Well, I hope you finish that soon, mm-hmm. and it's so nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Since you're from Hausa and you studied Hausa too, and I studied Hausa also, so let's discuss spirituality. Sure. What do you think, Fatima? You're sitting on my right hand and you're from California. How do you define spirituality?
I think spirituality is a very, very complex, deep, and broad topic. Means different things to different people. I think the way they translate it, ma'naviyat, irfan, I mean, it has so many different deep meanings. And I think very, very few real urafa, real teachers exist in the world. I think Ayatollah Behjad and these others were some of the very few in our time, no longer with us. And I just think that, especially where I'm from, I don't know about UK, and I think UK is similar to US too. Their education is a little bit better than ours, but the rest of the world I don't know as much about as in US the most, where I'm born and raised. The people are very in a rush. They're very, very hungry for spirituality, but they have no patience. All right. Whether it's Muslims or non-Muslims, I think majority, mm-hmm. very, very few, or some of them attached to false teachers. There's a big, big problem with this in the West, where all people right. are claiming to be able to teach spirituality, but they really don't know it. They're all misguiding right. people. I think it's a big problem in other places. So it's really unfortunate. So people that are so hungry and thirsty, myself included, I was one of those my whole childhood, teenage, 20s, everything. Irfan, spirituality, we're so excited for this. But then if your soul is not ready for it, you're not really going to progress. You're not going to get anywhere. You have to have, I think, number one, real, real teachers, real solid knowledge in the books. Like, you have to have a prior Islamic research and studying of the basic Islamic sciences, like all the wajibat and all of the Arabic and, you know, usul and fiqh and all of these things that might not be as exciting. You have to get a background in that very deeply and real teachers. Otherwise, it's not going to, you know, so
work out for you.
Yeah, so I just... I'm not really pursuing that as much anymore because I feel like I'm not ready for it. I have to have, and I had a lot of other mm-hmm. personal problems. I have to have, you know, you have to have a real, real teachers for that. So, but I think if you have a real teachers and you're ready for it and you can progress in it and you can, you know, read about it, especially a first Islamic philosophy background and reading about all the great spiritual masters and people, if you can really find a good teachers that you're ready for it, mm-hmm. and you can do it, then I think it's really good to go on it. But I think majority of people are not ready for it, and majority of people
do not find
cannot find life. You know, these teachers just don't accept everyone. Like Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, he was one of the highest urafa. I mean, his teachers were first only specific. They didn't accept specific people. And then we have the whole thing of the Sufism, mysticism, tasawwuf. That's totally different. Some of them claiming to be Shia, majority Sunni. They're a little bit similar to urafa, but doing different things. So it's very broad. It's very broad. And I just think it's just sad. It's one of the saddest things that in the West, people are so hungry for this, but they just don't have, they can't find, there's just not
exactly
enough teachers. And so they kind of, either they don't find it or they go in these wrong cults. They have a lot of cults,
right?
And these fake teachers. So I think it's very, you have to be very careful for that. And, you know, I think just as if we can just stay away from haram and just sticking to the halal and the wajibs things, and we can pure, the first step, somebody told me it was really nice. The first step is really self-purification. If we, mm-hmm. the tazkiyat an-nafs, if we can just focus and try to do that as much as we can, and all the wajibs and as much mustahab as we can, mm-hmm. then Allah will send,
all the
will
obligatory
help us
things and all the recommendations.
If we can't even do that, then we're not even going to get close to that. You know, true. The first thing is the self-purification.
So, all right, let's go to Siddiqa. We'll be back after a short while.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Siddiqa, what's your take on that?
I agree with a few points, but also disagree with a few points.
Wow.
So I'll start off with the agree. Yes, spirituality is complex,
But I'd like to define it, in my opinion, and sort of from a broad definition, I'd like to narrow it down. Spirituality is basically a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, one of the things that some people would misunderstand, and maybe I was one of those people at some point, was that people would want to pursue spirituality so that they can get all these, they can
get these miracles.
Yes.
Right.
I wouldn't use the word miracles because miracles are specifically for prophets.
Like vision or something like
that. Yes, those divine visions, spiritual
powers. Yeah, they want those spiritual powers.
Visions, all right. Yeah.
So they got, so their aim of getting to spirituality itself is wrong. Oh. Therefore, that opening never happens because imagine if Allah were to allow someone whose aim is just to get a divine power to enter spirituality, which they will misuse and misguide them. Bigger generation.
True.
So I'm not saying that it is not open because Allah doesn't want it to open. Sometimes our own aims are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The way we progress is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to narrow down the definition to something that is only a connection with Allah. And no one can define that connection with Allah for you apart from yourself.
True.
It's very personal because Allah is someone who you have this personal connection with. He is someone who created you. And that love between you and your creator exists.
Mm-hmm.
How we nurture it is different.
True.
Some might nurture it in a positive way. And then some might get depressed and be like, look, I can't go ahead with this. God doesn't love me. And they get away. But the truth is God loves you more than, you know, God is closer to you than your own jugular vein. True. So that spirituality, that connection is always there. It's how we nurture it. And that's where spirituality plays a very big role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you see the Sahifa Sajjadiyah, that's like the, you know, it's like the icing on the cake of all the amals that we have mm-hmm. in all the du'as that we have in our, all the supplications that we have from the Ahlul Bayt. And even if you just see the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and the whispered supplication of the lovers, and he says, how can one who has tasted your love want the love of another? So that, basically for me, is where spirituality comes. The point I disagree on, though, is that enough teachers don't exist or this is not available for everyone. It is, as I said, that the path we choose and the aims that we have,
mm-hmm.
and some actually might start on this path, but then they feel very discouraged, so they move away. Just a small point on that. Said Qadhi. Agha Qadhi. He is Ayatollah Bahjat's teacher. Mm-hmm. It took him 40 years to have his first vision. 40 mm-hmm. years to reach. And he got everything in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got it at the Haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is where I want to take my next point. When we want to enter spirituality, the Prophet has said, Qur'an o itrat.
Wow.
You cannot reach spirituality without taking hold of the Ahlul Bayt. Tawassul is one of the most important. Reaching Allah without tawassul, in my opinion, the opinion of the Sufis, is basically, you're not going
to
get much.
And actually, you know, some people like today think that they consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as some of their cousins, like God will understand, God will know, trying to say that we have some very good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as she said, rightly mentioned, that without Ahlul Bayt, we cannot reach that goal. Well, you are listening to Back to Reality. Here we need to take a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to Back to Reality from IRIB English Radio. I have with me two special guests. I have with me Fatima from California, and I have with me Siddiqa from the UK. And we are discussing about the spirituality. And both of you guys introduced the topic in a very nice way. I don't think I need to add something on it. However, Fatima, you said that you used a term, you said spirituality in Islam, and you said it's also outside Islam. So I would want you to differentiate between the two. How do you define Islamic spirituality and non-Islamic spirituality?
I think the Christian mystics, the Jewish people have their Kabbalah, mysticism. Non-Ahl Kitab, other religions, I don't know as much about. They all have their own holy book and spirituality things they were doing. So, and then especially in the U.S., I don't know about other countries as much, but U.S., Canada, there's so many people who are now saying there's no need for any religion. They're just like secular, and they just say that we believe in one God, Muwahid, monotheistic, but there's no need for any religion. We just have our direct spirituality with God. We don't need any other organized religion. Those people, they make up their own spirituality. So I don't know. It just depends on which background they're in. But I think, obviously, I believe I've been shown in my life, and my mom converted to Islam when I was a kid. So I was raised in it. I didn't really choose it. She already chose it for me. But throughout my life, there was so many challenges, so many things I could really see that there's really, and I didn't study that much other paths, but I've read a little bit here and there. I think there's really there's different paths to Allah, but I think it's obvious the only real straight path, spiritual path to Allah is through the Ahl al-Bayt al-Islam, because they're Muslims. I've hung out with them. I've seen their different things. You know, they do claim to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each of them have their own little, you know, connection to him, but they can't get that much too deep into the spirituality because they don't know about Ahl al-Bayt. You know, they respect, okay, Imam Ali.
True.
You know, some of the countries, I think some of the African countries and some places, maybe in the Ashura, I think in Turkey, they have maybe like some one little special prayer, you know, but they're not understanding that much what it is. So I feel like definitely the Shia, Ithna Ashari, 12-er path of spirituality, as she said, I forgot to say that, the tawassul to the Ahl al-Bayt al-Islam, there's nothing else like that. That's the beginning and the self-purification. And they have to help us, because without them, we don't have any spirituality, you know. And Imam Zaman alayhi salam, I think our connection to Imam Zaman as well as Allah, you know, there's no other way we can understand anything from the spirituality. And I mean, I think there is, I didn't mean to say like there's absolutely not enough of these teachers. There's definitely enough of these teachers, but maybe we're not, you know, it depends on the person. We only meet certain ones, you know, certain people can only qualified to be with them, you know. That was what I meant.
We pray that you attain that spirituality, you attain the Islamic spirituality, we attain that too.
Inshallah.
With that hope, we close today's session. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization.